Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Peiches. The Gemara here is explaining the Mishnah, which is on the bottom of Peizayin and Beis, of the Midos Halach that they were in the Mikdash. Everyone agrees there were seven Midos Halach or seven Medidos of Lach. But the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon, but what was the seventh? Rabbanan say that it was a hin. And Shimon says that was a loigu mechza. What was the point of the loigu mechza, the Gemara says? For the chavite kohen gadol. The shemen of the kohen gadol was actually three loig for the mincha of the whole day. But for the one for the morning, it was a loigu mechza. And for the one in the afternoon, it was also a loigu mechza. So says Rav Shimon that they needed the kli of a loigu mechza in order to mekadesh the shemen of the morning and the shemen of the afternoon. And Rabbanan say back to Rav Shimon, that no, that was unnecessary. You could do it in a chati loig and do it three times, and that's how you get to your loigu mechta. So the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perek Yirmiyahu Meisar Karbonis, asks that why do we need to mekadesh a loigu mechta? What was the point? Hare, it's before later on in the sugya on Amadeiz that the kli of a revias haloig was necessary to mekadesh. They now needed for each challah. There were six challahs. Each one was in the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Each one was a Revias Saloig. That's how you get six times a quarter is one and a half. So the Maisa there was they were Mekadesh the Shemen of each Chala independently, individually. So what was the point of being Mekadesh the Shemen of all of the whole morning together of the whole morning Chavite by itself, the whole afternoon Chavite by itself? Anyway, it would get a Kiddush in the Revias Saloig. So answers the Mishnah Melech, it's true that it will get a Kiddush later. We're not lacking a way to be Mekadishit. But the Torah wants, says the Mishnah Melech, that all of the Shemen that's right he brought in the morning should all be Kaddish before you start making any Chalas. Meaning don't make six individual Chalas. That's not the way the Torah said to make the Chavitin. The way the Torah said to make the Chavitin is to Mekadish all of the Shemen for the morning's Chavitin. Once you have all of the Shemen Roy, then you go and you split it up into six individual Chalas. So therefore, we can't go be Mekadesh each one by itself, a quarter and a quarter and a quarter, for each Chalas. Rather, first we're Mekadesh the Shemen for all of the Chavitin together, all of the Chalas together, and then we split it up into six individual Chalas. Says the Mishnah Melech, that's all good, the Rishonim, which is the Pashtos, that the way that they brought the Chavitin was six Chalas in the morning and six in the afternoon. So therefore, you're Mekadesh, the Shemin of the Chavitin in the morning, and then afterwards, the Shemin of the Chavitin in the afternoon. But according to the Rambam holds that you weren't Mekadesh, you weren't Makariv six and six. Rather, you made all 12 in the morning, and then you were Makariv in the morning 12 halves, and in the afternoon 12 halves. You split each chal into two. So then according to the Rambam, when you were Mekadesh, the Loigu Mechza, that wasn't the amount of the Chavitin in the morning, because that just made six chalas. That did not make 12 chalas. So what was the point of being Mekadesh, the loigu mechza, for the chavitin of the morning, if anyway you weren't makarvin in that way? So says the Mishnah Melech, that we have to say according to the Rambam, that there was a din to split up the Shemin in this way, even though it wasn't actually necessary in the way of, and it wasn't really intrinsic in the way that the chavitin were made. And the Torah said first bring a loigu mechza, and then split up into six. To six quarters, even though there was no unique din that was said about this loigu mechza. The Mishnah Melech gives an example to this from the Gemara in the first perek. The Gemara there says that the chavite kohen gadol about the soilas that you bring any sarin, that you can't bring a chati sarin in the morning and a chati sarin in the afternoon. Rather, you bring any sarin shalem v'chaytseyu. You bring a holy sarin and then you split it up into halves. So we see that the Torah gave us dinim of how we have to bring the whole thing together and then to split it up. So to hear also, even though it wasn't actually necessary in the way to make the challahs, to bring a loigu mechza and to split up afterwards into a revias for each challah, but yet the Torah said to bring the loigu mechza and then to split it up. It's a little bit difficult because there the Gemara learns it out of a pasuk. Here you don't find any pasuk for it. Mishnah Melech Amais is not so happy with what he says in the Rambam. He's b'chol not happy with the Rambam's opinion in the way that the chavitin were brought. But that's what he says in order to answer the Rambam. But Derech Agav, the Mishnah Melech points out another thing here, that we see that there is a difference between the Soilas and the Shemen in the Chavite Kohen Gadol. by the Seulas, there was a din to bring all of the Seulas together, of the whole day, and then to split it up into Chatzias Reinas. Mashinking by the Shemen, we never find there was a din to bring the three Lugin together, and then to split them up. It's more in our Sugya that you bring the Loigu Mechza, which is the amount needed for the Chavitin of the morning. But there was no din to bring the amount that was needed for the Chavitin of the whole day, and then to split it up. Because that pasuk was only said by the Seulas, and was not said by the Shemen. The Mishnah Melech is Meir at the end of the Shekel Torah, that the Rambam never brings Lahedya this din that you are Makadish the Loigu Mechza together. It's never mentioned anywhere in the Rambam. The Rambam does bring the fact that the Revius was needed for each Chala individually, but the Rambam never mentions that there was a measurement done for a Loigu Mechza. So the Mishnah Melech does not answer this. The Sfasemes Vayas wants to answer. And the Rambam learned that the sugi here was only lefi Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was mechadish that you need to be mechadish the loigu mechza together. And the Rabbanan argued on him. The Rabbanan held that no, that once you have the revius, then we no longer need a way to mechadish the loigu mechza together. The Rabbanan didn't say that because the Rabbanan were answering Rav Shimon l'shitascha that you hold that you have to mechadish the loigu mechza. You could do it in a chatzilug. But the Rabbanim themselves held that no, there was no need to do this because you always had the Revius Halik. That's how the Sasemis wants to answer the Hashmat of the Rambam. The Rambam left out this din. So that's the need to met the Rambam. Rav Shimon though says back to the Rabbanim, the Gemara, Rav Shimon says back to the Rabbanim that why did you make all the bigger midas? You could always use the Revius Halik, and they could measure everything with that. Elamai was a klal in the Mikdash. So therefore they needed to make each one individually. So what's the Rabbanan? Mar never says what's the Rabbanan's answer to that. The Rav Shimon is right. We didn't just make a small midah and always use that. So why did the Rabbanan say here you can use the chatzi loig for your to three times to get your loigu mechza? We don't make such a cheshbon. So Taisa says the top Taisa on the page. That they didn't want to have only using the Revius Haloig and not the Chatzi Loig. Because the Chatzi Loig was a very necessary midah. You needed it for Saita and Taida and the Minoira. Because it had so many uses, so they didn't want to use another midah instead of that one. It's better to use the one that's exactly right instead of using a smaller midah and constantly reusing it. Masha'in Kane, the Loigu Mechza, would have been only necessary for the chavitin, so that it was possible to use a smaller medida, and do it three times in order to get to it. But when the necessity of the loigu mechza was only for the chavitin, so we were able to use another medida, a few times to get to that. But when we didn't want to negate the mida of loig and chati loig, which themselves are so often used by using a smaller one numerous times to get to that amount. Biskarav in the Stencil has another explanation in what the Rabbanan hold. At the Rabbanan hold, there was no din to measure a loigu mechta. There's no din medida of a loigu mechta. Just we had to know that we had a loigu mechta. So when there's no din medida, so then you could get it any way you want. Like we mentioned yesterday, ikar dinim of midas. Where there was a din to do the medida in this way. So on the other things that there was a din to do medida of a revius haloig, of a chatzi loig, of a loig, so we can't use a smaller measuring and do it numerous times. Because the way to do the medida is in the exact amount that you need. But the Rabbanan held that the loigu mechza, there was no din to measure a loigu mechza. Just you need to know you have a loigu mechza. So therefore you could use a smaller cup a few times. Rav Shimon held there was a din to measure a loigu mechza, so therefore they needed a medida for it. There was no din to do it, so that's why they didn't have a specific kli for it. The Briskrov, it's also Yishuv, why the Rambam left it out. That Kufa is the machlik, it's the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Not like this Fasem says Rabbanan were saying Lishi Taschal of Rav Shimon. The Kufa, the whole machlik is Rabbanan and Rav Shimon was, Rav Shimon holds it. There was a din to measure a Leigu Mechza. Therefore they had a meat of a Leigu Mechza. There was no din to measure a loigu mechza. Just you needed to know that you have it, so you could use a smaller kli to measure it. And therefore, there was no, the Ram didn't have a need to mention it b'chol because there was no din to do such a mida. Another point here: the Gemara brings the machlokes whether they measure lamaila lamata or lamata lamaila. Right, it has a few explanations
in what the machlokes is. One of them is whether the din of maleim was only said and to not make it smaller, but you could make it bigger, or maleim was said that it can't be smaller or bigger. It has to be exact. So the Chavetz Chaim here in the Likutei Halachos and Teiras HaKodshim, is Dalet and also the Chazon Ish, both of them say that this, even the man to Amar that holds that Yosir is maleim karinan bay. If you put an extra, it's still called maleim, it's only a small amount. Like the shear that happens when you make birutzim. But if it would be tremendously more, a lot more than is necessary, then for everyone agrees that it's not called maleim. Chavetz Chaim just says it without any raya. Chazon Ish, when he says this, he brings raya to this from the Gemara in Tzvachim and of Kuf Yudim and Beis. Before there, that the man to Omar, there's a shear for the mayim for the niske mayim on Sukkis. Then, if you put in, if you put much more kli gadol, then it's not kaddish. You need the right shear, the right size shear of a kli, according to the man to Omar that the nisach mayim had a shear. Chazon Ish says that it's before that yaser stam a lot extra is not called malayim. And the Gemara by us says that it's considered malayim. It's only in the amount of the shear of birutzin, which is a small amount. Another point in the Gemara explains the machlekes that the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon whether there was a hin. Rav Shimon agrees that there was that Moshe Rabbeinu himself did have a hin, but that was not necessary to say l'deiris to have a hin. It's only there in the one of Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Shemana Mishra, and once as soon as it was ignat, they put it into Geniza. It's no longer necessary. And they're going to say back, Kevan da hava hava. No, once they made it in that time, so they always made it. So two points there about this hin. That before here, even if you're Shimon says that it was Nignaz. The hin was Nignaz. The Mikdash Dovim, Simon Beis of Katan Beis, asks that a very basic question about the hin that Moshe Rabbeinu made. The hin that Moshe Rabbeinu made was, they made the hin, and they put in there the Shemana Mishra. And as the Pesukim tell us, that the Shemen HaMishcha was used to anoint all of the Klei HaMikdash and Aaron Ubanov. That was the point of the Shemen HaMishcha. Ask the Mikdash David that the Gemara says that in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the only way to be Mekadosh HaKli Shoreis was Aidei Meshicha. After Moshe Rabbeinu, Avodasan Mechan Chasan. Using the Kli is enough to make the Kli Kaddish. You don't need to put Shemen HaMishcha on it. But for Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, Mishichasam Nekad Shasam. Only actually being Moshe Chib, the Shemana Mishra, only that was Mekadashit. So ask the Mikdash David, why did this hin need Gniza? It never had any Kiddush on it. The hin L'chayra was a Kli Choyl, that they made the Shemana Mishra inside. They put the Shemana Mishra in this Kli. And they weren't Moshe Chib, the hin itself was Shemana Mishra. They use the shemen to be moshech everything else. So why did this kli need gneiza? And this question is shver bein lefi Rav Shimon bein lefi the Rabbana. Lefi Rav Shimon, the hin was, there was no need to make the hin as a kli sharis. It wasn't one of the seven midos in the mikdash. And the Rabbana's only answer was the Rabbana really agreed to Rav Shimon. There was no need to make it as a kli sharis. But kevan dahava hava, because at that time it became a kli sharis, so it was a kli sharis forever. But how did that first hin? How did it get Kiddusha? Says the Mikdash David, this is a right, the story that we mentioned yesterday, his big Yisrael in Kli Sharis, that the whole din of Meshicha, the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, or L'Doiris, that we need Avodah to be Mechanech the Kli, is only for the, like Rashi says in Shavuos, it's only to be Mekadesh, the things that go inside of it, and that the Kli should need, that the Kli does not have Pidyon. But everyone agrees that they made clay sharis that had kedusha, kedushas damim, and it had kedusha. You couldn't use it for your own purposes. It had kedusha, it had mi'il on it. And when you finish using it, you needed to put it in geniza. And the whole din of meshicha or avoida was to give the kli kedushas haguf. It has the ability to mekadesh things put inside, and that it does not have pidyon. So the Mikdash David says that about the shtei midos of yavish that there were in the mikdash. Even the Omar, that the Midas of Yavish were Loinis Kachu, that only means Loinis Kachu to be Mekadish the things put inside of them. When you put the Seilas inside of the Kli, it would not be Mekadish it. But by there was a Midas of Yavish in the Mikdash, that had Kedusha. That's the Midrash of the Mikdash. Another Raya that he brings is from this Hin. The Hin needed Gemiza, even though it never had Mashiach. Another point about the Hin, that the Rabbanan Sage of Shimon, that came into Hava. So the Rambam in Perusha Mishnah says that there was a Hin in the Mishkan. That since there was a Hin in the Mishkan, it's given to Hava. They needed to make it in the Mishkan in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore also in the Mikdash they made it. It was never lacking for the Mikdash. So the Radvaz in Perak Aleph of Klei Mikdash Halach Yud Zayin points out that not only by his Rishon they had the Hin. By his Rishon the Hin had to be there. They made the Hin, they put the Shemana Mishka in the Hin, and they left the Shemana Mishka around. So the place, the house of the Shemana Mishka was in this Hin. But in Bayis Sheni there was no Shemana Mishka. And yet, says the Radvaz, they made a Hin in Bayis Sheni Lazecher B'Yalmo, Kevin to Hava. There's a din to make the seven Midas of Lach. One of them was a Hin, according to the Chachamim. So also in Bayis Sheni they made a Hin. So it's not clear though about this Hin that they made in Bayis Sheni is that how do you get any Kedusha? The Klal is that Avodasim Mechan Chasan. And there's no Avodah that was done in the Hin. So according to the Mikdash David that we said before, it's not Shver. According to Mikdash David, we can say Enechanami. They didn't do Avodasim Mechan Chasan for the Hin. That's true. It was lacking, but it wasn't necessary. To make the Hin into a Klisha Reis, says the Mikdash David, you do not need Meshicha or Avoida, just like the original Hin. That's very good. That's Yoshev according to the Mikdash David. However, this is Kinnear is not so mekubel this territory of the Mikdash David. The Minchas Avram in Menachas Chilak Aleph and Avches Mer Aleph. Once interrupt here, what the Rambam says in Perk Beis B'Sudim Mekdashim, the Rambam says if a person did Nisach Hamayim or Yayin with a regular bowl or with the Hin, it's kasher. For the Rambam, that even though you do not need to use the Hin, but if you would do it with the Hin, it would be kosher. So if they wanted to be Mekadesh, the Hin, for Avodah to Mechanich, the Hin, so they could have used it for Nisach HaMayim or Nisach HaYayim. But as we said, according to the Mikdash David, the Kasha is not Shver. They were never Mekadesh it and Mechanich it. And it's enough to have Kedushas Peh, Kedushas Domim, to make it as one of the Klei HaMikdash. We're now starting the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us what the Midas of Lach were used for. As the Gemara speaks out, that's not the reason that they were in this Kaddish. The reasons the Mishnah give us are not always the proper reason to be in the Kaddish, the Midah. Like it says for the Revi'is, which is used for Mitzairah. The Gemara says that Mitzairah is Bachutz. We did not need to be Mekadesh it. Rather, the Revi'is was in Kaddish for Chavite Kohen Gadol, but it was used also for a Mitzvah. The Mishnah tells us what it was used for. The Lashon Mishnah is Meduktuk, Maiso Mishameshes. What was it used for? So the Mishnah says, the Maiso, that the Revi'is was used for the Mayim for Mitzvah. When you needed to Mitire a Mitzvah, so the amount of water that was necessary was a Revi'is. Taisus points out in different Maschal Revi'is, it's actually a machlekes about this, where there was a revius or a chatziloig. Taz wants to say that the yisoid of the machlekes is apir the gemara in Saita, that there's one among number that darshan that you need mayim shedam tzipor nikar bohim. That when you shecht the tzipor into the mayim, it has to be that it's clear that it's still dam. If there's too much water, then the dam won't be clear that there's blood in the water. So according to that mandomer, then you needed a revius of water. You can't have too much water. But the other man, that the Chamer argue, they say that you use the Chatziloig. To warn our Mishnah that you need a kli of the Mikdash to measure the water of the Mitzvah. The Mishnah says that it was a Revius. The Chasemis here points out that it is very fascinating Chiddush in our Mishnah. Your Mitzvah Mitzvah chutz l'sholosh machanos. First, the Mitzvah does love that because it's in Yerushalayim. The Mitzvah can live anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. It can live in the Be'er Sheva. He can live in the Golan. He can live all and anywhere. And Mitzvah is thrown out of his house. He's thrown out of his city. Mitzvah is Chutz L'Gimel Machanos. And the Kohen goes to wherever the Mitzvah is, and he's Mitzvah. So you have a Mitzvah that lives in Be'er Sheva. So you took the revius of the mikdash was used to tarry this mitzvah. What do I mean? You took a revius of water from the mikdash and you put it in a bottle and you took it with you down to Beersheva in order to go be mitzvah of the mitzvah. Fascinating chiddush that you had to, the water needed to be used from the kli of the mikdash. The kelim of the mikdash were used for mikdash things. This is unrelated to the mikdash. You're doing it in Beersheva, outside of Beersheva. In what way is this related to the mikdash? But that's the what it says in our Mishnah. Fashemis asks another question at the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras, when he's telling you in Perkut Aleph of Tumas Saras, Rambam is telling how to be Mitar the Mitzvah. So the Rambam there says that you take a Kli Cheres and you fill it up with water. You need a Mayin Chayin, you find a river, and you take your Kli Cheres and you fill it up with water. There's no mention that you used the Kli of the Mikdash, and the Kli of the Mikdash cannot be a Kli of Cheres. We're in the Gemara in Sukkah. Everyone agrees that you need either metal or wood, but you definitely can't use cheres for a kli of the mikdash. And the Rambam says that the water that was used was filled up in a kli cheres. The Rambam does mention in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Rambam does mention that the revius was used for mitzvah, but in the proper place where the Rambam is really talking about how to be mitzvah of the mitzvah, he does not mention that it was used as one of the kelim of the mikdash. Rather, he mentions that you use a kli cheres. That itself, that you use a kli cheres itself, might not be a stira. It doesn't say in our Mishnah that you actually put the water that was used for the mitzvah in the kli of the mikdash. It says that you were moided in the kli of the mikdash. So what it could be that you did is you took this kli of the mikdash of the revius and you went down to wherever you went to be mitzvah the mitzvah. There, you took another kli, a kli cheres, and you filled that up from mayim chayim, from a river. Just how do you know that was a revius? The way you measure that was a revius is because you have this kli of the mikdash right next to it, and you can see whether it was the same or not. That's possible, but it's definitely surprising that that's what would happen. No one makes any mention of that, and l'chayr comes out of stira. Was this kli of the mikdash actually used to be entirely the mitzvah? Not clear. I would add in another question that the Sfasemis does not ask. That if it was not actually necessary to measure with the Kli of the Mikdash, it's very strange why we should need to measure with the Kli of the Mikdash. Kelim of the Mikdash, as we said, we use for Mikdash things. If it was not necessary to measure with the Kli of the Mikdash, then l'chayr it's aser to use the Kli of the Mikdash. L'chayr it's me'ila. One cannot use the Kelim of the Mikdash for their own needs. If I'm making a recipe, and it says to use a revius aloig of shemen, and I don't have a measuring cup, and I say, oh, don't worry, I'm not so far away from the Beis HaMikdash. And I go down there, and I put my oil, my canola oil, inside the revius aloig of the Mikdash. And I say, oh, now I know that I have a revius aloig, because I measured it in the Kli of the Mikdash. L'chayr, that would be me'ila. I'm using the Kli of the Mikdash for my own needs, to make my cake. Now it's l'chayr aser. So if it was unnecessary to measure the water of the mitzvah from the Kli of the Mikdash, if one would do that, it would be me'ila. And it's usher for one to do it. Elamite sounds like one must use the Kli of the Mikdash, even though it's not really a Mikdash necessity. But there was some din that was said to use the Kli of the Mikdash. Not clear why. We call that Tzarech Iyun Tuva, and we don't have an answer. And maybe then we won't have any Mitzrayim. Hopefully by then it will become clear to us what Kli was used for the Mitzrayah and how they were Mitar the Mitzrayah. Another point here, the Gemara is trying to figure out why do they need to be Mekadesh the Revius. The Gemara says that if it's for Mitzvah, it's Bachutu. If it's for Lechem Nazir, Bishchitas Ayel Hu Dekadesh. So we don't need to Mekadesh it in a Kli, because it gets Kedusha Saguf later. When you Shech the Ayel, that's Mekadesh the Lachmei Toida. So that's also the Shemin that was made in the Lachmei Toida will get Kedushan at the time that you Shech the Ayel. So it's mavur in the Gemara that there was no necessity to be mekadesh it for the lachmei toida because they had the ayil, but it's mashan that they did use it for the lachmei toida. That itself would not have been a reason to be mekadesh it, but it was used l'maaser for the lachmei toida. That's mashan in the Gemara. So the chidushim hamiyuchasim l'Rashba on Menachos, which is clear already that it's not the Rashba himself, but one of the rishonim that we have on Menachos. Asks that if a maaser they use this for the Lachmei Nazir. So it, when you had a shechita that was not Mekadesh, the Lachem, like the Maris Mavur and Parakatoida, numerous types of shechita psula, which is not Mekadesh, the Lachem, asks the Miyuchas L'Rashva, and how does the Lachem go out to Chulin? It says you could be paid to the Lachem. How could you pay to the Lachem? All right, the Shemin the Maisa was Neskadesh. The reason this Kli was, they were Mekadesh the Kli, through the Chavite Kohen Gadol. But the Maisa, the Kli had Kedusha. And he measured the Shemin in this Kli. So the Shemin now has Kedusha Saguf. Once the Shemin has Kedusha Saguf, then it can't go out to Chulin. So how, when you messed up in the Shechita, how could you be paid at the Lechem? Lechem has in it Shemin with Kedusha Saguf. It's a very important question. So, the Miyuchas L'Rashi answers that Kli Sharis are only Mekadesh HaRoy Elohim. And if this Shemin was not Miskadesh in the Lechem, it was made into Lechem that was not usable for the Torah, then it does not get Kedusha. Points out the Rashba that even though we saw yesterday by the Shulchan that is Mekadesh Liposel, says that's only by a regular Kli. But a Kli Mida is no din of Mekadesh Liposel. It's only Mekadesh HaRoy Lahem, and if it's not Roy, it's not Mekadesh B'chlal. That's the answer of the Miyuchas of Rashba. The Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos has a similar question, yes, by Lachmei Toido. The Gemara goes on that the Chatzi Loig was not necessary for the Lachmei Toido because it was Mekadesh HaDei the Shechita. Asks the Chavetz Chaim that how could, when you mess up in the Shechita, the lechem goes out to chulin. How could it go out to chulin? The same question. The shemen has kedusha saguf. Answers the Chavetz Chaim that when they put the shemen in this kli, they were not mekadesh. They were not mechavin to be mekadesh it because they realized that it might not stay kadosh. It might not be neskadesh idei the shechita of the ayil or of the toida. Therefore, when they put the shemen in the kli, they didn't have kavanah to be mekadesh it. And we paskin that kli sharis only mekadesh in midas. A kli sharis not mekadesh shaloi midas. So according to the man d'omer that kli sharis not mekadesh shaloi midas, we don't have a good answer. But at least la halacha, Chafetz Chaim took care of the problem. Kli sharis are only mekadesh midas. And the Chazon Ish says the third teretz that lach min toyda loy miskashu machmas medida. T'din kiddush alehem hu liskadesh yedei shechitas hazevach. That normally you put something in a kli in a midah, it's mekadesh it. Because that's the way the Torah wants you to be mekadesh it. But lachmei toida and by the nazir, where the din is that it should be neskadesh hadei the shechitas hazevach, that was its process of kiddush. So memela, it doesn't get kiddusha in a different way. It's by mincha, the making of the mincha is what's mekadesh it. You measure it, then you put it in a kli, and then it becomes kadosh. So once you measure the things of lach, that was mekadesh them. You put them in a kli sharis to measure them, and that was mekadesh them. But here it needed the kiddush of shechita. That's what's mekadesh the lechem. So mela, the shemen does not get kedusha, even though it was measured in a kli of the mikdash. So again, to summarize quickly, we had three answers on this question: that how do we, by lachmei toida or by il nazir, how did the lechem go out to chulin with pidgin, if you measured it in the kli of the mikdash? The Rashba says a fascinating kiddush that kli sharis only mekadesh haroi lahem. So the reason that's a big chiddush is because at the time that you put it in the midah, it was roi. It only became eino roi later on when you messed up in the shechita. And so on that, the Rashba says that kli sharis are only mekadesh haroi lahem, but that was his teretz. Chavetz Chaim says that you're not mechavin to be mekadesh it. And Chazon Ish says that because it had a different process of kiddush, that it was supposed to be in this kaddish, aydei shechita, so therefore the putting it in the kli sharis would not be mekadesh it. It seems that the Miyuchas L'Rashba and the Chofetz Chaim did not hold to this teretz of the Chazon Ish. You know, that there's no, it doesn't change between one mincha and another mincha, one carbon and another carbon. It's not that because this carbon has its own way, that has another time to give it kedusha, aydei the shechita, so it won't be miskadesh in the kli sharis. No! Once you put it in the kli sharis, it will automatically be mekadesh it. So they had to find other answers, like the Rashba says that it's eino roi kli, and the Chofetz Chaim says that you didn't have das. But Chazon Ish is mekadesh that if the Torah says that its kedusha comes like day shechita, so even if it was put in the kli sharis earlier, it would not get kedusha. Another point here in the Gemara by the Chatzi Loik. Gemara wants to know what was the reason to be Mekadesh the Chatzi Loik. So Gemara says, "I l'saita the chichulin hu the tzricha likedushay mayim kedoshim ksif." That's our girsa. The our girsa is there's no necessity to be Mekadesh the water in the Chatzi Loik because it already had kedusha. Because the Torah tells you to use mayim kedoshim, so it already had kedusha. Because we took water that came from the kiyor and already had kedusha, so we don't need another klisharis of medida in order to be mekadeshit. That's the pshat of Rashi Ksaviad, and that's how Tosfos learned the Gemara. Because the water already had kedusha, so we do not need to be mekadeshit. However, the Rashi on top learns an opposite pshat in the Gemara. It's a different girsa. Because it's bachutz, so therefore you do not need to be mekadesh it. The kohen was mashkaher in the Shar Nikanor, which the Shar Nikanor was not niskadesh, the Gemara says. So the kohen was mashkaher in a place which is called outside of the Azara. So because it's bachutz, there was no necessity to be mekadesh it. So Rabbeinu Kirsha learns this way. That was their girsa in the Gemara. So it comes out from the Rishayim. We have two exactly opposite perushim in the Gemara. According to Rashi, Ksaviyad, and Tosfos, the water did not need to be in this Kaddish because it already was Kaddish. That's the Gemara's question. You don't need a second Kiddish, you already had the first Kiddish. And according to Rashi on top, and Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara's question is that the water was actually not Kaddish. You used the water that was Chulin for it to be Mekaddish, to be Mashke the Saita. Because it's done Bachutz, You do not need water that's kadosh bichlal. Very strange. We have this machlekes. So such a far machlekes. Menakotze el akotze. The Biskarov in the stencils in Zvachim Daf Chof and in the stencils in Tzoyte Daf Tezvav is not happy that there's such a big machlekes between the shitas. And another thing the Biskarov points out is how could the Rashi on top and the Rabbeinu Gershon say that it was not kadosh? I mean, the pasuk says mefurash mayim kadoshim. Even if you're not gerish that way in the Gemara, but it's a mefurash pasuk, you need mayim kedoshim to be mashke the seita. Says the Brisker Rav that the din of mayim kedoshim in this pasuk is different than the sugyas by us. The din of kedusha in our sugyas, the midas hayavish and the midas halach to be mekadosh things. By mincha and nisachim and lachmei toida, there's a din to be mekadosh the shemen and the lachem and the mincha, and you need to put it in the kli sharis in order to be mekadeshit. We needed to get to an end result of kedusha in the chefta, and the way we got that was either be mekadesh the soilas and the shemen. That's how the mincha got its kedusha. It was a process that was given to us in order to get to the end result of having shemen and soilas, which are kadosh. Now, Sheinkin, the din of Mayim Kedoshim by Saita, it wasn't because we needed water which has Kedusha Saguf. So therefore, we took water from the Kiyor, which already has Kedusha Saguf. It's not the Pshat, says the Brisker Rav. It's rather Kvius the Torah gave us. The Torah told us which water to use. Just like the Torah told us to take dirt that was from the Karaka Mishkan. The place that you took the dirt from was the dirt in the Mishkan. So also the water that we took was water from the Kiyor. In the Targum Unculus, on the Pasuk of Mayim Kedoshim, he says, Mei Kiyor. If it's just a Heiretimsa to have water which is Kaddish, it doesn't need to come dak in the Kiyor. You can put it in any Klisharis. Put water in any Klisharis. It'll be Mekadishit. And then you can use it for it to be Mashka the Saita. Elamai, the din of Mayim Kedoshim was a Kviyat Mokim of which water to take. You take water from the Kiyor. That's water that you need to take. Even if that theoretically that water would not have kedusha saguf, you still would use it. It happens to be that it's kedush, so the Torah refers to it as mayim kedushim. But the paid in the Torah was not to take water which is kedush; it's to take mayim from the kiyor. And the Torah refers to that mayim as mayim kedushim because it happens to be that it's kedush. That's the story of the Biskrov about the ikur din of mayim kedushim by Saita. And mainly wants to answer the steer in the Rishonim here. That Leizim says, Biskrov, there's no machlekes bechlal. the Rashi on the top and the Rebbeinu Gershom are saying the Yesod HaDin. The Gemara is saying, why were they Mekadesh the Chatzilaik? Don't say they use it for the Saita, because by Saita there is no din to be Mekadesh the Mayim. Even if the Mayim would not have Kedusha, it would still be fine. You mashka the Saita Bachutz. So it wasn't a Mikdash necessity to Mekadesh the water for the Saita, because it's not something that's done in the Mikdash, like a Mincha, which is Kariv in the Mikdash. To Etzem, there's no need to Mekadesh the water. It's your mashka her Bachutz. That's their gears in the Gemara. They agree that the water was Kadesh, but that was not a need to be Mekadesher. And the gears that we have, which is Rashi, Xavyad, and Thesis, that it was already Kadesh, because it's Mayim Kadeshim, is just stating the fact that Lemais, it was Kadesh. So if it was Lemais a Kadesh, so there was no need to be Mekadesh it again, because it was Kadesh. Both, there's no Machlekes Lemaisa between the two Rashis. There's Machlekes is in the gears of the Gemara. Rashi in the Ksav Yad says you're taking water which was already Kaddish, so why do you Mekadesh it again? Hare, it's already Kaddish. Rashi in the top says that there was no din to be Mekadesh the water. It could be that it was Kaddish, but there was no din to be Mekadesh it. So there was no need to make a midah of Yavish, of Lach, sorry, for this Saita, because the Torah never made it important to Mekadesh the water for that need. That's the Gaz Gapshad and the Mishkarav in our Sugya. Now we go further in the Gemara, the din of Ner Shekavsa. It's a very Yesodistic sugya in the din of Menorah. Many halachas and Yesodis could learn out of this sugya, as we will see. The Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yechon, Amar Rebbe, Ner Shekavsa, Nitchan Hashem, Nitchan HaPsila. Then the Ner burns out, you no longer use the Shemen or the Psila. You need to put in a new Shemen and new Psila. And how much Shemen do you put in? That was the question. The maskana of the Gemara was, you put in the amount of shemen that's necessary for a whole night, which is a chatzi leg. So first, the most basic question here is, when did this happen? When was this candle burnt out? So Rashi says that it was burnt out in the middle of the night. And you go, you can't re, you have to relight it. So before here, that an air that's burnt out in the middle of the night, you must relight. But you can't use the shemen and the psila. Rather, you need to use a new shemen and a new psila, and the shemen has to be the proper shear. So the Rashba in Tshuva is a Rashba Chelik Aleph Simen Ayin Tes, and later on is Simen Shin Tes. The Rashba has two long Tshuvas about this process of Hatovas and Hadlokas Haminoira. So the Rashba asks on Rashi that why was it Nitchan Hashem and Nitchan Psila? Why can't you reuse it? We see that you relight it the rest of the night. So that means the mitzvah is that the candles should be burned the whole night. Not like by us on Hanukkah, where the din is Ner Shekavsa Ein Zakukla. In the Menorah, the din was Ner Shekavsa Zakukla. The mitzvah is that the candles should burn the whole night. So if so, so why can't you reuse the shemen and the psila? It was not finished, the mitzvah. The din of Deshen, always Dishun, is when the mitzvah is finished. So now there's a mitzvah to get rid of it, and you put in new ones for the next day's avoda, like it is in the maracha, when the things are finished burning. So you take them out, you do trumas hadeshen, haitzuas hadeshen, take out the deshen, and then you burn new things on for the next day. The halacha is that if korban that's not finished being burnt, you don't take it out. You leave it there, because it wasn't yet finished burning. Kolzman that it's not finished, it's mitzvah, so you can't get rid of it. You leave it there, even though the new day started. But we leave it in till it finishes getting burnt, and only once it's turned into ashes and coals, then we take it out. So if we're talking about in the middle of the night, as Rashi says, and you have to relight it because you're not yet finished the mitzvah, so why is it nitchan hashemen and apsila? Just relight it and go weiter. Therefore, because of this question, the Rashba argues on Rashi. And the Rashi says that we're talking about in the morning. The morning you come in, so it's finished the mitzvah. That's why you have to be medashin it, because the mitzvah is finished. So the Rashi says, so why do you relight it? In the morning, the mitzvah is finished. So that's it. You just take everything out, and you get things ready. The Pashas HaDvarim is that you light the menorah at night. In the morning, you clean it out. And then you put in the shemen. And you leave it there the whole day, it's unlit. And then right before dark, you go and you light it again. That's the Pashas HaDvarim, that's what the Rashba holds. So the Rashba, once the Rashba was Marcha Rashi, that it cannot be referring to in the middle of the night, because then you relight it and you don't clean out the Shemen and the Psila. Elamai is referring to the morning. So we understand why you have to clean it out. But why do you relight it? There's no dint of light by day. Says the Rashba, referring to the Ner HaMaravi. The Ner HaMaravi, there's a mitzvah that it should be lit all the time. And that's why you still do Hatava. In the morning, there's a din to do Hatava. In the Ner HaMaravi, just like the other Neres, there was a din to clean it out. But you had to relight it, because the Ner HaMaravi is a mitzvah to be lit always. That's unique to the Ner HaMaravi. The other candles, you just clean out and fill them up and wait. But the Ner HaMaravi, you would clean out and fill it up and then relight it. And there the Gemara is referring to the fact that it burned out in the morning or any time in the middle of the day that this Ner would be burnt out. Any time that you would see it burnt out. So then you would clean it out and relight it. That's the opinion of the Rashba. So Rashi learned to refer to it happened in the middle of the night, and we don't yet have an answer for the Rashba's question why you relit it. But that's how Rashi learns the Maisa referring to the middle of the night. The Rashba learns our sugya referring to the Ner HaMaravi. That's the second pshat in the sugya. And the third pshat in the sugya, the Mefarshim say, is the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Paragimel, Tmidunu Musaf and Halacha Yud, Yirav and Yudbez, Rambam says that the candles, the mitzvah to light the candles was not only at night, but even in the daytime. Hadlokas HaNeiris Hi HaTavasam. We'll see later on what exactly is the pshat in the Rambam. But the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to light the candles even in the day, not only at night via pashas at the sugyas, but even in the daytime. L'chayr, there's no Gemara that says this din of the Rambam. Says the Rashba that the Rambam learned it out of our sugya. Our sugya was the makar for the Rambam. There's a mitzvah to light candles by day, all the seven candles, not only the Ner HaMaravi. There's a mitzvah to light the candles also in the daytime. The Rambam learned his our sugya. The Rambam argued on Rashi. He said it's not referring to the night because of the question of the Rashba. This is all the Rashba says. That the Rambam was not willing to learn the Gemara talking about by night, because by night there's no din of hatava bichlal. You just relight it. Elamai is talking about the daytime. So if it's in the day, why do you light them? Elamai, says the Rambam, is a mitzvah to light the neiros by day. So again, we have three mahalchim in the Gemara from the Rishonim, three mahalchim in the Gemara. Rashi says in the nighttime. Rashba says it is in the daytime, referring to the Ner HaMaravi. And the Rambam says it's in the daytime, referring to all of the Neiros. It's a mitzvah to light all the Neiros by day. Those are the three Pirushim and the Rishonim. So now we have to understand the ones that are really Tzarich Bir is the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashba is very good. The Rashba says it's referring to the Ner HaMaravi, which needs to be relit by daytime. But we have to understand the opinion of Rashi. Why was it Nidshan in the middle of the night? That's the question on Rashi. And the Rambam's opinion, Stam needs Tzarech Bir, what's his inyan of lighting the candles by day? The Rambam explains it, that Hadlokas HaNeiris Hi HaTavasam. The Pesukim say that the mitzvahs do Hatava by day. And the Rambam says that lighting the candles is their Hatava. So first start with Rashi. And why is it Nitshan in the middle of the night? So the Biskarov, in Hichos Tmidinu Musafim, says a beautiful shtickle, a beautiful pshat, to answer Rashi. Biskarov says, that there were two dinim, two mitzvahs in Dishan HaMenorah. One din in Dishan HaMenorah is the Hatava, as the Pasuk says. Heitiv Aharon HaNeiros. The din to Hatava, to make things ready for the new day. You have to get things ready to be relit for the next night. How do you do that? You have to clean out the Shemen and the Psila from the previous night in order to get the candles ready for the coming night. That's a mitzvah called Hatava HaNeiros. Getting the neiros ready for the next night. Getting the menorah, the neiros. That's one din. And there's another din in the deshen itself. There's a mitzvah in the dishun. That the deshen itself needs to be taken out of the menorah and to be put on the side of the mizbeach. Just like by the deshen of the mizbeach. The deshen had a mitzvah of dishun in it. Of trumas hadeshen and hotoas hadeshen. There were said in the dishun. That when you have these ashes, so you number one have to get the mizbeach ready, but the ikar mitzvah of trumas hadeshen and hayitzoras hadeshen was said as mitzvahs in dishun, that the deshen needs to be taken off of the mizbeach. It's a din in the deshen. The Gemara says in Meila that there's a meila in the deshen until you take the deshen off,
because the deshin itself still has more mitzvahs. Its mitzvah is to be taken off of the mizbeach. That's the din of the deshin of the mizbeach. Says the Biskarov, the same mitzvah applies also to the menorah. The shemen and the psila of the menorah need dishun. They need to be removed from the menorah, not only because the menorah needs to be clean and ready for the next day's avodah, but there's a din in the deshin itself. The deshin itself has a kiyum that it's being removed from the menorah, and that's a mitzvah in the deshin, that the deshin needs dishun. It needs to be removed from the menorah. The Biskarov is mechiyach this from Sugyan Me'ilah, and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. The Gemara there looks for a makar, according, it's not a clear Gemara, a little bit vague. The way Tais explains the Gemara is the Gemara there is looking for a makar that there's a din dishun by the menorah. The Gemara is medayik in the Mishnah there, as Tais explains, that until you take the deshin out of the menorah, there's me'ilah in the deshin. Once the deshin is removed, so it says there in the Mishnah that there's no me'ilah. Tais explains that the Gemara is medayik, that until you remove the deshin, there is me'ilah in the deshin. Then the Gemara looks for a makar, and how do we know there's a din to do dishun on the menorah? Tais in Zvachim, when he brings down this mahalach in the Gemara and me'ilah, Tais asks, how could you learn this pshat? The Gemara is looking for a makar for the din of dishun. It's mefurish in the Torah that you do atavas haneiros. Gemara there learns that of Gzeira Shava from the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Why do we need any newfound funny drushes? It's Mefurash Pesukim. The Din of HaTavas HaMenor. That's the big question that Taisus has on this Mahalach in the Sugya and Me'ila. So the Biskarov explains that there are two dinim. The Vad we know there's a mitzvah HaTavas HaNeirais, and as we said, that's a din in the Neirais, in the Menorah, to clean out the Menorah, to prepare the Menorah. But the Sugya and Me'ilah is dining on something else. As Tais explains here, that the Gemara is medayik, that there's Me'ilah in the Deshin. The Deshin itself has Me'ilah. If the whole din of cleaning out the Menorah is only that the Menorah should be clean, but not there's no kiyum in anything that happens in the Deshin, so why does the Deshin have Me'ilah until you take it out? As soon as the candle burns out, the fire burns out, the mitzvah is finished. Now you just simply have to clean it out in order to prepare for the next day's lighting. But there's no dinim in the psila and in the shemen. So why does that have me'ilah in it? So from the fact that it has me'ilah, it's a raya, that's the point of the Gemara there. From the fact there's me'ilah in the shemen and the psila, it's a raya that there's still mitzvahs left in the psila and the shemen. How do we know that there's a din dishun mitzad the shemen and the psila? Not only mitzad the menorah needs to be cleaned out, but that they have another mitzvah in them that they need to be taken away from the menorah. And that's a mitzvah in the shemen and the psila themselves. That's a bishrof. There are always two things going on when you take out the shemen and the psila. One is you're cleaning out the menorah. You're making the menorah ready. And there's also kiyum in the deshen and the psila, in the deshen and the psila and the shemen. That's they need a kiyum to be taken out. The bishrof there goes on to explain that mitzvah this din of dishun, you don't need big day kahuna. Besides the din of avodah of the hatovas haneiros, besides that it needs big tekuna. The dishun, even though it needs koyin, but it does not need big tekuna. It's two different dinim. He proves this point. It's two different dinim. One is the din of hatovas haneiros, and one is the din of the dishun of the shemen and the psila. Al kopanim al pidis yisoyin. The Biskarov wants to explain our sugya. Shitas Rashi that when it was burnt out the candle in the middle of the night, so you have to take away the shemen and the psila. Asks the Rashba that why are you taking away? You have to relight it. The mitzvah is burning the whole night. If you have to relight it, so why take away the shemen and the psila? Says the Biskarov, because once the candle is burned out, nitcha na shemen, nitcha na psila, it's chal hashem deshen on the shemen and the psila. So it's true, mitzvah the din of hatavas haneiros, there's no din right now. Because first of all, the hatavas haneiros is only in the daytime, and now it's the nighttime. And number two, it's time to burn. It's not time to clean out. So avadim mitzvah hatavas haneiros, there's no inyan to clean out the menorah right now. But the reason we need to clean it out is mitzvah that once the candle is burned out, it's chalan and hashem deshen. Because it becomes deshen, nitchana psila, nitchana deshen, Hashemen, once it becomes deshen, so then you have to clean it out mitad the kiyum in the psila and the shemen themselves. Not mitad the din of the menorah. It's a gevaldik pshat that he says in Rashi. And it comes out lefizeh that when you're doing this, when you're cleaning it out in the middle of the night, nitchan Hashem and nitchan Absila, you don't need big day kahuna. Because now you're not doing atavas haneiros. You just have to get rid of the shemen and the psila that there is. There's a me'ila in the chefza because there's still need mitzvah of shemen of dishun. But there's no din mitzvah the menorah right now. All is to get rid of the deshen, and therefore we're not need big day kahuna. Gal gamal the Brisker Rav says in Rashi. Rebel Pravarsky added on in the Shurim and Zvachim Dafir Aleph that could be the Rashba also agrees to the aside of the Brisker Rav. That there's one din mitzvah the menorah and another din mitzvah the deshen. Just the Rashba held that the din of deshen is not chal in the middle of the night. I comment that there's still a mitzvah to burn. The mitzvah of the menorah is that the candles should be burning all night. So why should it become deshen in the middle of the night? Middle of the night, it's still royal mitzvah. The only time that it becomes deshen is when the mitzvah is ice, when the time of the mitzvah is finished and there's nothing left to be done, which is in the morning. But in the nighttime, everyone agrees, the Rashba holds that then it's still royal mitzvah. So it does not become deshen. That's the opinion of the Rashba, says the Rav Navarsky. The Rashi Bakar Chachal not that way. That even though it still could be a kima in the menorah, still it's shayach to mekayim the din of the hadlokas haminorah, but once, right now the fire burnt out, so you have to relight it. The original hadlaka is finished. So because it's finished that hadlaka, and it requires a relighting, this hadlaka, the first hadlaka is finished, so therefore, it already is chal in Hashem deshen. It was finished, the mitzvah that was done. Now you have to light it again. But the first mitzvah that was done, it was finished. So therefore, it becomes deshen. But that's the aside we see in our sugya of Hirashi, called the aside of the Brisker Rav. Oh, that's all the opinion of Rashi. But as we mentioned, the Rambam has a new shita that he took out of our sugya. The Rambam's opinion is that there's a din to light the candles even by daytime. And the Rambam calls it that hadlokas haneiros hu atavasam. Lighting the candles is their atava. So Rabbi Chaim and Sefer in Perek Tes of Yes Mikdash is very bothered by this Rambam. What does it mean that hadlokas haneiros is atavasam? There are two separate mitzvahs. One is atavas haneiros and one is hadlokas haneiros. Brings Rabbi Chaim from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Dalet. Gemara there is dining on which avodas, if a zor does it, is yichayev misa b'dei shamayim. A zor is not allowed to do avodas kain, and a certain avodas are avoda tamo, when avoda which finishes the mitzvah entirely, only in that type of avoda is a zor chayev misa. So Gemara says, what about hatovas haneiros? If a zor does hatovas haneiros, he should be chayev. Gemara says, no. It's not a gemara avoda. It's not the end of the avoda. You still need to do the hadlaka. So the atava is not the gemara of the avoda, and therefore a zor is not chayiv. Mar says, what happens if a zor does hadlaka saneiros? Maybe on that he's chayiv. Mar says, no, hadlaka lav avoda. It's not the chashav avoda for a zor to be chayiv on it. We've seen the gemara are two separate things. One is hadlaka, and one is atava. Also in the psukim it's that way. The hadlaka is saneiros yakti renam, the ketores. You burn the keteres when you do hatovas haneiros in the morning, and you do hadlokas haneiros in the afternoon. But they're two separate inyanim, hatova and hadloka, and they actually have two different times. So what is that the Rambam says that hadlokas haneiros hu hatovas? So says Rav Chaim, Gvaldik Yisoyed in hadlokas haneiros. Says Rav Chaim that the mitzvah of hadlokas haneiros, the mitzvah is not the mitzvah of hadloka itself. The Iker Yisoyed of the mitzvah, says Rav Chaim, is that the neiros have to be burning. By regular avodas that there are in the mikdash, there's a chashivus on the ma'isa avoda. Kabbalah, halacha, zrika, haktara. There's always a chashivus in the ma'isa avoda itself. It's true you have to do something with it, but the avoda shabbat is the ma'isa mitzvah de gavra. Masha'ingim ba'adlokas ha-meneira, the mitzvah of the adlokas ha-meneira is that the neiros should be burnt, should be burning. That's what the Rambam means, adlokas ha-neiros hu atavasan. That the key of the mitzvah is the candles burning is their atava. That's the right tzura of the candles is they should be burning. Not in ma'isa hadlaka, but the tzura of the mitzvah kitzurasa said the candles are burning. So that's their atava. And the etzem ha'is hadlaka is not at all chelik of the mitzvah. So says Reb Chaim that when the Gemara in Yuma splits up a hatava and hadlaka, and that's before in the Gemara that hatava is an avoida, Because it's not an avoda tamo, and hadlaka is not an avoda. Chaim says there the Gemara is talking about the Gemara there refers to hatava. It's not referring to lighting the candles midin hatava. It's referring to hadishun and nesinas hashemen. It's talking about getting the menorah ready. That tavas aneiros of getting the menorah ready to be lit. That is an avoda. There it's chashivas in the guf ha-maisa. And if a czar does it, it's usher. The Gemara had said that he should even be chayiv misa. But it's a short usher for a czar to be mated the neiros, then get the neiros ready, put in the shemen and the psila. All of that is usher. That's usher for a czar to do because that is avodah v'atovas aneiros. There is a chashivas to the etzem maisa. But the hadlaka says Reb Chaim, there's no chashivas to the etzem maisa. The point is all that the candles should be lit. Chaim brings a gvaldik writer that she said from the Rambam says that hadlokas aneiros is doiches Shabbos and tuma. What ke korbanos shekavu alehem zman shum shenemer ba tamid. Just like a korban tamid and a musaf is doiches Shabbos and tuma. So to hadlokas aneiros is also doiches because it's hukash to avodas hakorbanos. And because also here it says Tavid. Says Reb Chaim, why did the Rambam need to make a hekesh to avodas hakorbanos? If it says Tavid, the reason that Tavid is doiches Shabbos and Tumah because it says Tavid. So also by Menorah it says Tavid. Also by the way that Lokas HaMenorah it says Tavid. So that's why it's doiches. For the same exact reason why a korban is doiches, also the Menorah should be doiches. Says Reb Chaim, no. Because by a korban, the ikar is the Maisa Avodah. So if when you're doing right now, you're doing the chashivas in the avodah itself. That is doiches Shabbos. By menorah, the chashivas is that the mitzvah is that the candles are being burnt, not your maisa. So mechitesi, you could be doiches Shabbos or tumah to light the candles. That's the maisa hadlaka, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah happens when the candles burning, not your maisa. Loi motzinu that when there's no kiyum in the maisa avodah itself, that it's doiches Shabbos and tumah. And that the Rambam says, we learn it out of korbanos. But the hadlaka itself is not considered davar kavu aloizman. Because the ma'isa hadlaka is not ma'akev b'chlal. That's the side of Reb Chaim. The dish Reb Chaim wants to explain what the Rambam says there in Berak Tes of B'yas Mikdash, that a zor shehid lekes ha-menayra k'shera. The zor does hadlaka, it's kosher. The Gemara in Yuma had a tzad that a zor is chayiv. The Gemara answers hadlaka lav avoidi. The poshim shad in the Gemara is, that because it doesn't have a chashivas of avodah, so a zar is in chayiv misa. But if that is usher for a zar to do, that's bipshutai. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam learned in the Gemara that a zar that lights the menorah is kosher. So Reb Chaim explains why is it kosher. The reason is because there's no chashivas in the ma'isa avodah bichlal. The whole chashivas is the candles should be lit. So even if a zar lights it, as long as the candles were lit, so it's kosher. The kiyum doesn't happen. We don't care about the ma'is avoda. The whole ma'is avoda is not a ma'is avoda. It's a hechetimsa that the candles should be lit. That's the gevaldik yisoid that Reb Chaim says. You have to know the famous Rashi in the beginning of Ha'aloscha, Chazal, that Aaron was mitzdar and the Nasi brought the karbonos, and Kodesh Baruch Hu told him shalcha gedolim mishalohem sh'ata madlik umete besaneiros. So atovas aneiros is yeh an avoda only for kayanim. But according to the Rambam, hadlokas aneiros is kosher bizar. Lamaisa, it's a zar can't actually do hadlokas aneiros because he can't go into the heichal. It's also for him to go into the heichal. But the Rambam says that if they pull the menorah out and you lit it, so it's kosher, as a zar can light it. So practically, no, normally, always the kohen was lighting it because the menorah was in the heichal. But it's mashal a little bit from Chazal that hadlokas aneiros is only kosher by kohen. But the Rambam passes not that way, that it's kosher bizar. And Reb Chaim explains because there's no Indian in the maisa avodah bichlal. All it is the hechitim said that the candles should be burning. That's the side of Reb Chaim. I heard that when Beryl Soloveitchik said this over in Shir, said over this Reb Chaim. So one of the Bachrim asked, now why does Hadlokas HaNeiros Doiches Shabbos? Or you can get a goy to light it. If all it is the hechitim, so why should a yid go light the Neiros and be Mechal Shabbos? The Neiros was lit. The way I heard the story is that Beryl kicked him out of Shir. If I don't bring a goy to the Beit HaMikdash to light the candles. Also for a guy to go in. Akopanim, that's the Yisayr of Reb Chaim. Pshat in the Rambam. So again, to summarize, the sugya, as we said, is a very chashuv sugya in the din of Hadlokas HaMenoira. The Gemara says that when the candles burn out, so Nichon HaShemen and Nichon HaPsila, three mahalchim in the Rishayim, what it's referring to. Rashi said it's talking about in the middle of the night.
The Rashba asks that the candles have to burn in the night. So why are you taking them out? Says the Brisker Rav, because it's Chalim Mashim Deshen. And the candles, besides the din of Hatavah, there's also the din of Deshen, which requires me to take out the Shemen and the Psila. That's the Malach of Rashi. The Rashba says it's referring to the daytime, and it's referring to the Nerim HaRavi. And the Rambam learned from our sugya that all candles have a din to be burning the daytime, both by night and by day. And Hadlokas HaNeirais Hu HaTavasam, as Rav Chaim explains, that the Yisoid of the mitzvah of Hadlaka isn't that it isn't in the Maisa, but rather that the Tzura of the Menorah is that the candles are burning on it, and the mitzvah is that the candles should be burning. And therefore there is no Chashivas to the Maisa Avayit itself, and Zara Shilikas HaMenorah Kshera. One last point for today is the Nidan by the Menorah Shal Mikdash, or the Neiros. Or the Neiros attached or not attached. Marming that it's a Machlokes Tanoim whether the Neiros were attached. So you have to know what's the mice of the getter of these Neiros. Are the Neiros were considered a chelik of the Menorah or not a chelik of the Menorah? The Nafkamina is also when the Menorah is not lit. That's for the Chiddush of the Rambam. During the daytime, the Menorah was not lit. Was there also a din that the Neiros have to be put on the Menorah? Or no? The Neiros weren't a chelik of the Gufa Menorah. The Neiros were necessary in order to light the Menorah. But when you weren't lighting the Menorah, there was no din to have the neighbors on the Menorah. And even according to the Man Damar that they were attached, is the pshat that makes them a cheft of the Menorah themselves, or no? They're another kli that's attached to the Menorah. So the pshuta, we could say this is telling the Machlekes Tanoim here. If they were attached to the Menorah, then they're considered a cheft of the Menorah itself. If they're not attached to the Menorah, they're just something else that you put them on, so then they're not a cheft of the Menorah. But it's not muchrach either way. Could be that even though they're attached, they're really considered a different kli. Could be that even they were taken apart, but that was in order to clean them out. But the you had to leave them there as that's the completion of the kli of the menorah by combining these two things together. So it seems to be a machlokes rishonim in this question. The Rashi on top explains the drasha of Isa. Rashi divrei masal tamalim or Isa. The menorah v'neiroseya dekula chadahi boitz min hakikar b'loy malkocheh. Rashi says, at least according to the Man Damar, that it was attached, that it was kula chadahi. It's all one thing. Mashan Rashi, that it is a chelik of the Menorah itself. However, the Ramban in Parshas Truma and Perak Chafei brings down this Man Damar of Rabbi Yehuda. Shama muldiv Rabbi Yehuda, shayu aneiros miksha ima. Rabbi Yehuda, they were attached. Yahra pike indikri makosuv hakelim o'ela. Ramban is mudaik that the Pasuk calls them hakelim. The Neir is called the kli of the Menorah. Why is that, says Ramban? Mipnei sheheim kelim lekibul hashemen. Yesh lahem sheim bifnei atzman. It was, even though it was attached to the menorah according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it was still a kli for kibul hashemen. And it's a different chelek, sheim bifnei atzman. It's a different chelek of the menorah. Nashmal had in the Ramban that it is a even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it was attached, it still is a different chelek of the menorah. It's not considered the gufa shel menorah. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.